The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Steve Hilton, the host of The Next Revolution on Fox News Channel, 6 p.m. West Coast time, and The Steve Hilton Show, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. And it's pretty darn fantastic. I'm not just saying it because I'm on it with him once a week. You can always check him out. Steve Hilton Show and Steve Hilton X on Twitter. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Happy it's Friday.
Exactly.
But also mildly amused and kind of largely annoyed with our governor. Gavin Newsom.
What a strange emotion to be largely annoyed. I think that's kind of, we can just sort of bake that in the cake now. That's there as our sort of general attitude, isn't it?
It really is. Just annoyed, but also like you just have to shake your head and smirk a little bit because Gavin Newsom comes out this week and he says, you know what, guys, this dyslexia thing that I have, it really messes with me with the teleprompter. I'm not going to give a State of the State address. All right, that would be fine, but he's given teleprompter speeches before. I'm not a doctor. I don't want to diagnose him. I don't know how severe it is, Steve. But to me, it seems that maybe he doesn't have as much to celebrate this time around because the surplus is gone. The state's kind of wacky and out of control. And so maybe the smaller State of the State tour thing that he's going on is okay. He says he wants to fix homelessness. 170,000 people that they've counted so far in the state in 2022. And he wants to do it by building 1,200 tiny homes, Steve. Now,
I mean, it's just, it's like, you, what's that, you know, the facepalm emoji?
Yeah.
You know, where you just sort of every time, like, what are you talking about? It is so unbelievable that after all these years of making these endless promises, one time it's we're going to spend money, the other time we're going to, you know, yell at the cities to do it, you know, and nothing ever happens. In fact, something does happen. It gets worse. It constantly gets worse because the thing they won't change is the underlying policy, which is they won't actually try and get people off drugs. And we know from the reporting of people like Michael Schellenberger, we know from our own experience, we know from talking to businesses who have homeless people nearby, we talk, and everyone can see it, who experiences it in their community, is that the vast majority of people living on the streets are suffering from mental illness and addiction or a combination. And the only way you deal with the problem long term is to get them off drugs. And they're literally won't do that. There's a law, they passed a law against it, so state money can't be spent on services for the homeless that require abstinence from drugs. That's their ideology. Yet again, it's an example of what the deep problem here in all that they do is that they're obsessed with this ideology of being kind and compassionate, but won't deal with the practical, won't actually turn to the practical solutions. It's the same with every single issue.
I would argue the left will get very angry with me, of course, when I say this. I would argue that overwhelmingly addiction issues are at the root cause of this. Certainly mental illness is a problem, but I don't even think mental illness is the problem with the majority of them. I see these kids sitting on this and playing their tambourines and drums, begging for money. I mean, San Francisco is the king of that kind of behavior. And these are people, and I've interviewed them before. They said, why am I going to go to a homeless shelter when I can stay right here on the beach and I don't have to obey any rules and I can drink. I don't have to do this. I don't have to go to mass at night on some of these shelters that make you go to church. I don't have to do any of that stuff. Why would I go to a shelter? This is great. This is a great life on the beach.
And by the way, there's a sort of connection here. Even if you say I'm not, you know, I spent time, you know, visiting communities affected by this, talking and working with people, nonprofits and so on, who are really trying to solve the problem. Excuse me. And the thing that they tell you that's really clear is that even if someone becomes homeless for other reasons, right, they have some cascading series of problems, lose their job, can't pay the rent, you know, that does happen, and they end up on the street, then very quickly they're sucked into drugs and drug addiction. Why? Because there's a criminal element here, too. The criminal gangs, just as in so many other aspects of what's going wrong in California, they're all in operation there. And so they basically target the people who are homeless, get them addicted, as is their, you know, technique through the ages, and then they become dealers, and then they're sucked into the world of drugs, even if they don't intend to. And that's the whole point. I just want to say, Jen, you mentioned the Steve Hilton Show, the podcast, and our latest episode also includes a fantastic interview with Richard Bailey, the mayor down in Coronado, near San Diego, who just makes such simple, clear points about dealing with homelessness in a practical way. One of the points he makes is that, yes, we've got this issue about mental addiction and we need that sort of take some time to get people off drugs and so on. Of course it does. But also, on the very short-term level, there are rules in place, ordinances and criminal codes and city codes and so on, that are being broken all the time. If you have people urinating and defecating in the street, whatever, just deal with that. Just enforce the existing laws and rules that we have. And he's done that there, and with great success. But people elsewhere in California, the Democrats don't want to do that. Yeah. They won't enforce the law.
Amen. This is exactly what I was just going to bring up to you, Steve, is that it seems like this is so related. It shouldn't be. Right. It should not be related, but it is so related to the fact that the leftists running the state do not want to add or allow police officers to do their job or allow us to enforce our laws. A huge chunk of the homeless population would be taken care of if we actually just enforced our laws on the books. It is not legal for people to live on the street. It is not legal for them to openly use drugs, illegal drugs on the street. If we allowed our police to police, we might be in a better position.
How many billion was he going to spend on this again?
What was it? 23? So I think 23 billion. I'll double check that. But for 1,200 tiny homes, and this is the other outrageous piece, the three of us could go to Home Depot. We could buy those little tiny shelters, right? Those things. Yeah. And you could put those up for a few hundred dollars each. Or you could use plywood, whatever. You could put up these little tiny shelters and it would cost us nothing. It's going to cost them, I can guarantee you, it'll cost them millions and millions of dollars to build 1,200 tiny homes. And they'll be asking for more money again to not fix the problem again.
Yes, and even if they put 1,200 people in those, they'll be sort of 2,000 to replace them.
Yeah. I've just done the math to my solution. I don't know if Steve has ever heard my solution to the problem.
Okay. Write this down, Steve.
Steve, we put them on a bus, and we just load them up, and we send them, like, to Portland or something, right? Just send them all to Portland. We just get them out of our hair. So I just did the math. You said $23 billion. I looked up, a Greyhound bus ticket is $141. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
We can send 163 million homeless people to Portland, Oregon for that amount of money.
Sorry, Portland.
How about that? Half of the nation's population we can send.
The ultimate in not in my backyard policies, right?
Exactly. That's the biggest NIMBY thing I've ever heard. By the way, can I just say there's another thing. This is an important point for people to understand. It's like in San Francisco, for example, it was just reported recently, the actual homelessness advocates, right, the nonprofits who are supposed to be dealing with homelessness, they are also blocking plans by the city to put up temporary shelter for homeless people. They're literally stopping it. Why? Because they say that the temporary shelter isn't good enough. They need permanent housing. Soon you'll find that in LA. So even the tiny homes they'll object to because they don't think it's good enough. And so you end up with nothing. I mean, the whole thing is such a total mess. It is just a joke.
It is an absolute joke. And also kind of a joke, I wanted to ask you about this, just interested in your perspective, because our former mayor, Eric Garcetti, who gets really excited about things.
This is a big day. Way to go, guys.
It was a big day for him. The Senate, including 7 Republicans, voted to confirm him finally after 20 months to his role for his new role as ambassador to India. Even though he probably lied under oath, if you believe the whistleblower in his office, about the sexual allegations against his top staffer. It makes you wonder how these guys get away with it. Bad behavior rewarded over and over again.
And the standards just don't apply to Democrats. So
that's
the
true.
Things that they say are just that, like these sort of inviolable principles. It's so, Me Too and all the rest of it that they lecture us about. But when it comes to them, they just completely ignore it. It's just hilarious. By the way, one of the most the weirdest aspect of this story, I thought, was that his own parents hired lobbyists in Washington. I mean, what is that about?
Like, for nearly how embarrassing.
$100, like, why? Gosh, what kind of situation is that? It's so ridiculous.
Well, the Garcetti name, it means something. I think we should all say a little prayer, send some good thoughts, some good vibes over to India, because here comes Garcetti. You can see what he did, a stellar job in L.A.
that the reason he's qualified for this is he took a Hindu class for 1 year in college.
Shut up.
And I swear to God, that was on his congressional deal.
I thought he was going to say he went to an Indian meal, but you can't even say that
now
because that's cultural appropriation or something.
And don't forget, he loves yoga too. I think he's a practitioner. So I don't know. This is
well, he was certainly bending the knee and doing his sort of yoga moves to the Black Lives Matter protest.
Very good, Steve. Whamma! Look at that. Check out the Steve Hilton Show wherever you get your podcasts, and it's fun. It's fun. It's fantastic. You will love it. Follow him at Steve Hilton Show, Steve Hilton X, and of course, always on Fox News Channel on Sunday, 6 p.m. for The Next Revolution. Steve, we'll talk to you again next week.
Fantastic. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. See you, Steve. You too.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.